Long, long time ago, the god built a sublime tower named Babel.
No one had ever approached that great tower,
for its location could not be found until then.
That they found a godly tower, Babel. I'm going to see it.
Are you kidding me? You said he just found the famous tower, Babel?
Oh, I'm serious. I'm going to fetch the ferry heading to Babel. Don't get in my way. We're not interested.
Wait for me. I'm going with you. Wait for me.
Voices that touch your heart.
Languages beyond border.
Welcome aboard! Our destination is Babel!
Hello everyone, I'm Lena. Welcome back to the Babel. Today we're going to talk something about the college entrance examinations. As we all know, June the 7th is a big day for people in China aiming to undertake higher education as the National College Entrance Examination, or Gaokao.That day. The exam has long been controversial for imposing uniformity in picking talents. But do students in other countries have to suffer similar pressures to win university places? Let's have a look. First of all, let's see the situation in China.Each year, millions of Chinese sit in an exam which is held normally on June the 7th to June the 8th. It's taken by students in their final year of senior high school without age restrictions. Although university admission is rising, with more than 90% in some provinces, to enter a good university, one still needs to go through fierce competitions.While in the United States, the American College Testing Assessment, which is ACT and Scholastic Aptitude Test, which is SAT, are the two main college entrance examinations administered in the United States. While the SAT measures a student's ability to learn, the ACT was created as an alternative, measuring a student's educational development.Although many United States colleges accept both exams, most students take the ACT. Each year, nearly 2 million students pay a registration fee of about $50 to take the exam, which is administered 6 times throughout the year. So the students can also retake the exam for a better score.While the United Kingdom does not have a specific standardized test for determining college admission, instead, each college sets up its own admission criteria, which often only involves submission of transcripts and participation in an interview. There's subjective, specific exam used by some colleges, but they are not as comprehensive as tests likeACT and the Gaokao. High school academic performances is by far the main determining factor, rather than the test scores or other credentials. While in France, the so-called college entrance examination is equal to the baccalaureate, which is in France in June.Students interested in higher education have to choose between two types of educational institutes, which is universities and competitive institutes. French universities are open to all the students who have passed their baccalaureate, but getting into a competitive institute is a whole different game where entry is at back plus two level and the level of third year of university studies. While in Japan, There's a National Center test for university admissions, a standardized test used by public and some private universities. Because students only have one chance to take the time each year, like China, there is great pressure to perform well, and the majority of senior high school education is devoted to this single test, which is the similar situation in China. If we're in Korea, College Scholastic Ability Test, which is CSAT, or College Entrance Examination, is held in November each year in South Korea. CSAT plays an important role in a country's education, and it's commonly believed that it has paved the way and life of most high school graduates. On test day, the stock markets open late and buses and subways are increased to avoid traffic jams, prevent students from getting to testing sites. Students who are late for tests are escorted by police officers. I think this situation is quite similar to China, as nowadays people from various careers are paying more attention to the students who are taking the college entrance examinations and providing them the utmost convenience so that they can give their best performance in the college entrance examinations, which will probably determine their whole life. Well, in India, there is no common college entrance examination as well. Tests, a must for every university and college, are conducted by several institutions, and the students are selected on different criteria. The exams are based on various syllabi and are mostly conducted for a higher level of education. In Brazil, high school national exam, ENEM, is a non-mandatory standardized Brazilian national exam, which evaluates high school students in November. The ENEM is the most important exam of its kind in Brazil, since it has been used as admission test for enrollment in federal universities and educational institutes. Also, it's used for a certification for a high school degree.
Through comparison between the college entrance examination in China and its counterparts in other countries, we can draw two conclusions. First, we think we should introduce educational reform to replace nationally universal entry bars with criteria varying from region to region. Second, the college entrance examination itself actually caters to the status quo in China. It provides a justifiable assessment and selection test for a country with such a large population and such a vast land. Therefore, despite the fact that there are obstacles and problems within the current system, we still embrace it, and we firmly believe that we are headed to a more promising future with equal education opportunities offered to everyone. So that's all for now. Until the next time on A Ticket to the Babel. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo.
Papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow.
Papa loves mambo.
Papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves mambo tonight.